What up, my Chrono Triggers? How are we doing this evening?
I did it better.
Yeah, you did. I came in really high-pitched for some reason. Hello, my fellow white people. Jesus. I don't like that at all.
Nope. Too bad you can't start over on a stream, huh?
Yeah, that really kind of fucking blows, well, if I'm being honest.
You know, I was really, my start was just going to be like, there's no way that we can top the intro last time, nor should we try to.
Oh, fuck.
So, here we are. This is Ed. I'm Fletcher. We are Pocket Cast. That's how I was going to go with it. So, it's not like mine was like that much better.
No, I think that was way better. I think if I had landed it.
Yeah.
I was thinking like the duality of man.
Yeah, no, I liked it. I did like the idea of like I started the last one like that and you started the one like that. I agreed. It's just some things are just more offensive coming from you for some reason.
Yeah, I'm.
You look really Aryan.
Oh, shit.
You know, blue eyes, blonde hair.
I don't have blonde hair, though. I have chestnut hair.
That's what blonde people say when their hair loses its blondness.
It's not. I've never had, not even as a child. I have always been a chestnut-headed boy.
I think that if there's someone that listens to this podcast that doesn't ever watch the video, they picture you as a blonde guy. What? I would be curious because
what?
Have you ever done that? Have you ever like listened to a podcast for a while?
And you develop like a mental image of
them. Yeah, and then talking. You do actually see what they look like and you just throw them back.
I don't like the finality of the defined features of their actual face because I'm like, well, mine was soft and had like curves and like blurs and generality and was always pleasant. Yours is defined as fuck and it's not that great. Sorry about my face.
So I am curious if either of us don't look how we sound.
I have a feeling everyone that has ever listened to this knows exactly what we look like. I can't imagine. I mean, like, people are watching this secretly all the time.
So,
no one else knows us in real life. So.
I don't think. I think we have more non. I think we have more listeners that aren't friends than our friends that aren't.
100%.
I would. You know what I'm saying? Like.
Yeah.
That's just how things work. Usually your friends don't listen to the shit that you make. That's just like that's just how it goes. Like there are a few out there and we appreciate you. In general, I'd say that usually that's not the case. I'd also argue that our large listener base seems to be in Germany. So there's also that.
My brethren.
Yes. Exactly. So maybe you can say that joke.
How do you say fine. Brother in German?
I'm not of the Aryan descent like yourself.
Hey, Fletcher. Boop. Yeah. How do I say brother?
Are you gonna edit? German? Are you gonna edit that in? Is that?
No, that would be really great.
What was the boop?
Well, that was me activating you, like as if you were like a mobile,
a Russian or a German AI. Sleeper agent.
Oh. I mean, actually, that would be a really good movie, and I'd watch that. No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't watch that. That sounds terrible. Or really cool. Really cool.
I want to jump into movies right away, but I want to save it for later.
Because
There's a lot that I do want to dig into, I think.
In terms of the movie that we watched?
In terms of the movie that we watched.
Okay, which for those of you who don't remember.
Or don't follow.
It was The Outsiders.
The Outsiders. Well, and
I said it like that.
When we first, either when we first picked it or when like we first knew it was coming up, I got so stoked because my brain heard it and went, The Warriors.
I'm not going to lie. It's at one point, my brain did do that to me as well. And I got really excited. Yeah.
Well, obviously at the time, we looked it up and like it's like 10 years before this.
Oh, yeah, dude. This is.
But okay, which brings up another point, but I'm going to just
yes.
Save it.
All right.
Save it.
I
do
want to talk about that.
If you don't know, we are a podcast that tends to cover DS-related games.
Sometimes.
And this month was crazy, and so we kind of did things a little different. Mm-hmm. Normally, we don't take a month. Normally, we take 2 weeks-ish. This time, we took a month because I got married.
Fuck yeah, dude.
And opened a business.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude.
It's been a busy month.
Dude, you've been busy as shit. I feel like I've been busy as shit, and then, like, every time I think of you, I'm like, I'm not busy at all.
Yeah, but like, today I should have been a lot busier. I could have been way busier, but I'm the worst kind of business owner. I'm a procrastinator, and I'm not the most self-motivated person. So I have those downfalls. Like, yeah, today, I should have made some phone calls and things like that. And, sure. But it's so wild. There are always phone calls. From before I opened up, I'd be laying in bed trying to fall asleep, and it was, like, stress, right? About, like, getting open in time and just, like, all the stuff that comes with opening a business. And that made sense for that to keep me up. And now it's a stress that I remember my old boss having and talking about, where you just lay in bed thinking about all the things that could be done.
Oh, fuck, dude.
However, and that sounds terrible, but there are times when you're laying there and you are making a list of all the things that need done. And you're not doing it in, like, a stressed out way. You're just like, okay, the work week for me starts tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Here are the things that I know that I need to prioritize to get done. And then in that list, you're going to find something that is a problem that you don't have a solution for. Yeah. And when you're going through that list, it's nice to be able to go, like, okay, I need to do this. Okay, so that means I need to call this person.
Right.
Right. So, problem, solution, move on to your next problem and solution in your list. And then you hit that problem one. Mm-hmm. And if you're in the just right amount of, like, kind of tired, you just, like, start pondering that idea.
Right.
And then eventually you have a breakthrough thought on, like, oh, hey, I don't know if that will work, but we can try that. And that is something to do tomorrow with that problem.
Yeah.
And then, boom, it might work, it might not, but then you're on the right track, and then it gets done. And it's so satisfying. It is the most stressful thing and the most rewarding thing. Well, second most. Kids are, you know. However, I don't know, the stress that kids give you are less, I think, than what the business gives you,
at least for now.
But the rewardingness is quite wait until well, and at the card. Very beginning, they're also very stressful for me, very stressful,
because it's 100% a little
tiny
kid,
little
yeah.
baby thing that can just
yeah, they're still in the might kill myself phase, so you gotta watch out for that.
Might just randomly die, because that's the thing they do.
Yeah, they're just like, hey, whoop.
Speaking of
which,
I don't
like breathing anymore.
Sidelining.
Yeah.
Conversation I've been having all weekend.
Okay. Was it about the wedding?
No.
Weird.
Which I guess we could. I mean, there's that we will get into. Right? Spontaneous combustion.
How the fuck does that? Oh, like, because you store alcohol?
No.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
In people. I'm talking about spontaneous combustion, because people used to spontaneously combust.
Is there any context that you can share?
What do you mean, any context?
Like, are we talking about a historical thing?
Historically speaking. No, like, in, like, modern-ish day. Like, I bet
what?
Your last case is probably in, like, the 20s. Last recorded case is probably in the 20s.
Like, the 1920s?
Yeah.
Okay.
There's been a lot of, I guess Morgan was trying to debate me on this, and there being a reason behind it. Different from my reasoning. And her, the reasoning that she found online was due to, like, the material in our clothes.
Okay.
And just, like, oils and shit, and people just catching fire randomly, which didn't, you know, it makes as little sense as mine makes, I guess. But it is a thing. And you can look into this, because people did use to spontaneously combust.
What the fuck? Are we sure this isn't, like, some sort of act of martyrdom in the form of, like, self-immolation?
Yeah.
Because, like, that sounds highly probable.
Because I remember there being pictures of just, like, I don't know.
That
just
happened,
like,
recently, dude. Some monk set himself on fucking fire.
Yeah, but that's not spontaneous, is it? It
actually happens very frequently.
That's not spontaneous.
It was for everyone else.
But not for him. I mean, there's a reason behind the fire. But the spontaneous combustion is just where someone just goes, poof, and just blows up.
See, that's... Damn.
Do you have a keyboard? Do you want to... I see you wanting to just
feel like
me so bad.
I feel
bad.
Like, we usually record an hour, and we're about to nuke 2.5 almost off the rip.
Just on spontaneous combustion? The reason this was on my mind is because we got married in Denver this weekend.
Right.
And... I guess this isn't why it was on my mind. It was already on my mind for a random reason. I don't know why. And then driving into Denver, I said, look at this. Look at this traffic. You know, how we are going so fast and everyone is so perfectly intertwining and weaving in and out of each other, and there's no crashes. Mm-hmm. And it's also so beautifully orchestrated. But, like, cavemen couldn't do that.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Right. I just don't think, I think if you put a caveman into that situation, their brain would not be able to comprehend the speed at which they're moving, all of the moving parts involved in that.
Hold on. Sorry. I zeroed out for like
two to three seconds
when I was like trying to open a tab.
When you were looking.
Yeah, I was just like processing. Were we talking about cavemen and cars?
Yes.
Hell yeah.
Yes.
I'm with it, dude.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, like cavemen wouldn't be able to do that, right? They wouldn't be able to drive in like Denver traffic.
Oh.
Like, bro, they would just shit in Denver traffic. They would just spontaneously combust.
They would.
Do you get where my I don't know what that was.
Holy fuck, I think I have an Alexa in here.
I did see one earlier. Where was it? Oh, up over there.
Holy fuck, I forgot about that.
Okay, so she's just listening in. Just tuning in to the podcast.
Jesus. Always listening, Bezos.
So that's where my theory of spontaneous combustion kind of comes from, is that it was humans that could not quite cope with the, you know, their brains just had, like, if you have an old computer and you're putting new software on it, mm-hmm. and you just can't, your computer just can't quite handle it, and it just short, you know, what are you reading here?
Literally nothing. I'm mostly focusing on what you're saying.
Okay, but you just look so intrigued, and so I'm curious.
Yeah, no, I'm catching like big words, the ones that are
the ones you don't
slightly
understand.
Blacker than the other ones. Just kind of couldn't regurgitate any of this for you.
But look at some of these pictures.
Yeah, what the fuck?
They're crazy,
dude. Are they allowed to show this? This is Wikipedia. I mean, it's just some skeletons or a skeleton. Zoom in on that.
And a leg. That's not a skeleton.
Jesus.
You see
dude.
What I'm saying?
Is that a walker?
Looks like a walker, huh?
Damn.
Yeah.
She's like trying to take a shit and she just damn.
It's a wild thing that used to happen and it's fucking crazy to me.
Dude. For legal purposes, I do not recommend anybody looking that up, but you should look that up.
You should totally look that up. Look that up. So go back up. I want to see the most recent because I just saw this. Stop. In December 2010.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Michael Faraday, 76-year-old man in County Galloway, Ireland, was recorded as spontaneous combustion by the coroner.
This fire was thoroughly investigated, and I'm left with the conclusion that this fits into the category of spontaneous human combustion for which there is no adequate explanation. So that doesn't sound like necessarily... But
dude,
I mean...
That image, though, like... That is such a like seemingly concise burn. Like, that's why, and that looks like through concrete. That's weird. I don't understand.
It's like an explosion went off, like someone combusted.
That looks like a grenade. Yeah, there is no gore. It's just like
there's a foot. Just part of a foot and an ankle.
That looks almost staged.
Yeah, that one kind of does.
All right. Well, I don't want to look at that anymore.
Yeah. So that's been on my mind a lot lately.
That's fun, and thank you for sharing.
Yes.
Right now, of all times.
Yeah, that's I just fantastic. Think it's people just short wiring. Just like
okay, that's
this wasn't weird. Meant, you know, I'm not meant for this.
Yeah, no, that's
or is it someone being in the wrong universe? Like they're in the wrong, like they slipped into the wrong universe in
they
the
just
multiverse.
Like fell through time and then the universe was like
wait a second. There could be another explanation.
Direction. That seems like something a time traveler would suggest, Fletcher.
Well, I probably wouldn't want to combust, now would I?
No, I can't imagine anyone would.
It's so then, if I were a time traveler, then I wouldn't do anything that would possibly, you know, warrant any concern about time travel. Yeah.
Yeah, no, again.
I'd be quite concerned about that.
Classic time traveler. Classic. Interesting. So interesting.
Yeah, so the wedding was beautiful.
Dude, it was fantastic.
It was amazing.
It really was. And I was fucking hammered.
If you're going to get married, my word of advice is to use a place that is a higher priced and all-inclusive. Because they will they know what the fuck they're doing. Like, they're going to take care of that day. And then
Dude, that shit was on fucking point.
Not a lot of worry was in my hands. I was being directed quite well. And then when the directing was done, it was...
Dude, what was the wedding planner's name? The gal?
I want to say Sarah. But that could be wrong.
Honestly, I feel so bad. I remember, like,
I remember the DJ throwing the name Sarah around, and I can't remember if that was the right name or the wrong name, because there were two different planners, I think. And so then I used to know her name, and then my DJ threw an extra name in there, and then it just fucked me up. If I have one complaint about my wedding, it's my DJ.
The worst part is I think no one else had any problems with it, but I understand why you did.
Yes.
I do.
Yeah.
And I feel you are justified.
Yeah.
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 Because I got, okay, at the beginning, dude, like, you know, shit just pops off. They serve dinner.
Yep.
And then, like, there's a couple of spots where there's just nothing cued, or, you know.
Or, like, the music gets really loud. Yeah. And he's just over there eating, and you're like, bro.
I know.
Like, on the and some of the jazzier songs were really quiet, and some of the more, like, rock but mellow songs were really loud. It's like, you have one job.
Yeah.
To just put them all, like, just the levels. Eat it behind the booth. I don't give a shit.
Yeah. Who gives a shit?
But I care more about the volume getting crazy loud at some points. Like, it was wild.
I did
at one point,
I did a long blink, trying to, like, calm my heart rate. Because I was like, dude, whoa. This Prime is so fire. It was so good. And then, you know, I'd be like, eat slower. Because when you're done eating, you have to stand up and talk in front of everybody. And I was like, well, this is a conflict.
You had a great speech.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
It was beautiful.
It was from the heart.
It was that off the cuff?
No, it wasn't.
Okay.
I mean, it was, but I put a lot of thought into it.
Okay. Because we had talked about that. And I was like, I think that's kind of worked on because you had said something about, like, you had done some writing, or like you had done some work on the speech. And so to me, I was like, but Morgan was pretty certain that was all off the cuff.
It's a mixture of
cusp
both.
Or cuff.
I was on the cusp,
but right off the
but
cuff.
Off the cuff. Okay. Yeah. I went over parts of it and like certain like transitions between things.
Mm-hmm.
Ultimately, I wasn't 100% sure of where I wanted it to go. And so, like, I guess you could say the ultimate choreography was complete. Like, the entire thing was, like, off the cuff.
Yeah.
But, like, the individual components were individually, like, thought of.
Thought out.
And, like, I just had them kind of queued up. Dude, I had, like, 5 or 6 different anecdotes that I was thinking of running with. And, like, I wasn't sure where I wanted to go. Up. Dude, that was fucking gay, man.
That's how I felt, too. Because I cried so hard. And Morgan said she didn't notice, and a lot of people didn't notice. But I was bawling like a fucking baby. There is a pressure of, am I going to cry when she comes down the aisle? Because everyone wants that,
dude.
Right?
Gay as fuck, dude. I lost my shit in the rehearsal, dude. Like, she turned around, really? Like, fuck me in the face, dude. I was like, hold it together, you bitch.
I think I did fine during the rehearsal. Much more so during the wedding when Ren came down. And when I saw Ren just being Ren, walking in his suit, just walking down, that's when the waterworks started. And I don't think they stopped until, like, near the end. I got, like, because I started, I think. I started. And yeah. I could barely, I was choking. It was a short, I'm glad it was so short.
Yeah.
Because
honestly, I thought it was like,
it was a good length. You know why? Yeah. Because I kept getting choked up. That's what helped extend it a lot.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, we were just a mess. And yeah, I remember having that exact same thought. Fucking, this is gay.
Dude, I was so
or just
mad,
like, I
was
just like, I feel like such a pussy. Like, it's such a dumb, like, man thing that you have in you. And someone said that to me, too. Like, I don't remember if it was Casey or who it was. I was like, fucking, look at this guy. He loves his wife.
I remember that. Oh, shit.
So, yeah, no. And then, you know, you're doing your speech. You know, well, Sam does hers, and it was good. It was, you know, it was so funny because I could see on her phone that she had so much stuff to work with.
Oh yeah, I saw that too. Because I like at one point looked over and I was just like,
"Damn, this is gonna be a long speech."
I was like, "She is prepared."
Yeah, well, and she did a great job.
I honestly was impressed.
I was super impressed. That
was one of the most cohesive things I've ever heard her like at length. Oh, and it was beautiful. So heartfelt.
Yeah, it was so heartfelt. And it was yeah,
beautiful.
Yeah, it was. Honestly. And then you do yours, and that's got me all teary eyed. Yeah. And then my dad.
Bro, fuck you, Paul.
Dude.
You should have heard his wind up to the DJ. Did I clue you in on this?
I'd heard someone say this was going to be a good speech.
Oh, fuck. Yeah. You know your dad.
Yeah.
Because the DJ, he was under the impression, like, he had a list, and it had, excuse me, Sam, me, and Jess. But then he's like, yeah, and then Paul and Marie. And so, like, he called all of us up, right? And Marie's up there. And he's like, yep, Marie, then you're going to go. And she's like, oh, no, I don't have anything prepared. Was not informed of this. and she's like, got me with her and shit, you know?
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, okay, well, all right, well, she's like, Paul will probably say something.
Yeah, and that's what had been planned. Like, because, like, yeah.
And Paul...
My parents didn't give me a solid answer on if they were going to give me a speech, if they were going to give a speech or not. So I just said they're both going to. So anywho,
that's fair.
Then Paul.
Oh, dude, he comes in big and loud. He is so just amped, right?
Yeah.
As your dad generally does.
Yes.
And
a few drinks, right? Yeah,
I imagine. Yeah, and he is talking big. Oh hell yeah! I'm going to give a speech. You know, all this. Yeah, and that. Yeah. And then he fucking does that, dude.
So he goes up.
When he turned around and looked at his face.
What's he even say? He barely gets anything out. He's fighting back some tears.
Oh, man.
And he turns back to look at us. And his face is just like...
He's just bawling.
It's just the most like dread almost looking kind of face. You know, he's just trying so hard to fight it back. And it just is tearing. He's trying to force a smile. And it's just the craziest look I've ever seen on his face. And he is just dying, just choked up. The most I've ever seen someone choked up. Honestly. And I think that's it. I think that's all the speech was, right? Like, he's just like, he like tries to get a word or two out, doesn't succeed. It's fucking turns the mic off and hands it off and sits down. And it was just like, the entire table is a wreck. Like, it just killed.
Instantly.
Just like, oh my God. Just like crying, kind of laughing, you know? And just like, just bawling though too. Yeah. It was such a just... teary event from from the ceremony no one was a bummer. It was a good time. It was beautiful, you know, and that's the whole thing. That's why people use that word to describe the wedding, beautiful, because it was such a show of emotion,
yeah,
of people that love each other.
Honestly, but that was my year of therapy right there.
It was heavy. It was a heavy heavy vows but beautiful, heavy speeches but beautiful.
Like it was back and forth. It wasn't a predominantly, I mean, it was pretty aggressively teary-eyed.
Yes, it was. Yeah,
but in a good way.
We set the tone early on, and then it just rolled. Yep.
When you bent down, before your vows, do you remember that?
Did I drop something, or was that in the rehearsal?
Oh fuck, that might have been the rehearsal. I just remember, like, you like sniffled, and I was just like,
"No, that might have. I think that might have been during the ceremony. I think that was rather the ceremony." Yeah,
it was like, oh, I was doing so good, dude.
Oh,
and
man,
then I saw you do that. I was like, "Fuck!" Yeah,
yeah,
it was a great wedding.
Yeah, it was good. It was good.
I got fucking plastered.
I did not. I had barely anything to drink. You're right, in such a wild high that you just like, I hate to add anything to this. Some people get trashed on their wedding night.
Sure. Absolutely.
Hey, you know, I have the pancreatic issues. Like, it's like we had had a few drinks throughout the weekend, right? Mm-hmm. And so that's all it takes for my stomach to go, oh. You know,
I don't want to do that again.
Yeah, I don't want to do that. That's and fair. So I always have that consciousness already of like, don't overdo it. And then it's your wedding day. And it was just a wild fucking day. I think I had a few drinks of champagne and half a cocktail, and I was like, "Whew, I just want to eat some desserts."
Dude, the desserts were the food was.
Got fire. Back to my room. We had a bottle of champagne in a bucket of ice, and strawberries covered in chocolate.
What?
Yeah, it was awesome. That was fire. A great nightcap.
Yeah, for real. Hell yeah.
Yeah. Dude, yeah, it was a great time.
That was a good spot.
And then the funniest thing, too, is, like, there's one part of my brain that's like, oh, back to reality. You know, that's what your thought is anytime after a vacation kind of thing. And it's like, oh, back to reality. My reality right now is pretty fucking dreamy. I can't lie. My reality is going to my back to my business that I own.
Fucking that's fire,
dude. That's a bookstore bar that's playing music that I love, that's hanging out at a spot that I dig with a lot of cool people that come in. Dude. You know,
it's a good fucking spot, actually.
It is. It's good. The word vibe gets used a lot.
Mm-hmm. It is. And it has a solid fucking vibe.
The cool thing I like about there, two things I really like about it. One being, I've seen people come in from a not so fun night and come into my bar. Whether it be almost on accident or, like, they needed to get away from the other bar and then they walk down the street and my bar's right there.
Right.
So they stop in. And then they leave in a much better mood than what they came in on.
That's fucking dope.
And that's a cool feeling to see. Hell like, yeah. You can tell that their whole, the energy of their night has changed. You know, the vibe, if you will, has changed. That's a cool thing. The second thing is, 2 weekends in a row now, people have sat around the bar near the end of the night, jamming on guitar, and everyone's singing around. And it's funny because someone said, like, oh, it's like the thing I hate about a house party is someone playing guitar and singing. But it's not, because it's one person playing guitar, usually, trying to figure out a song. Mm-hmm. And then people trying to figure out to add in the lyrics and see what they can remember. And it's a whole group activity, and it's a great time. And
that's fucking cool.
Yeah, it is. So, like I said, it's just so fucking... Life right now is, like you said, crazy, crazy busy.
Yeah.
But just, like, fucking awesome. Just fun. Just a cool, it's cool. It's all cool.
It's all cool, baby.
It is all cool. That being said, the first few days of business were slow. And my big concern initially was that I wouldn't have enough manpower for how busy I was going to be.
Right.
I haven't had that problem. Now this my last New Year's Eve got crazy busy. That was a wild night. Yeah. Besides that though, I haven't had the busiest of days and nights.
Sure.
I've had plenty of time to have played the game.
Yeah.
But there's the stress.
The stress, dude, ultimate timekeeper.
When you are just starting a business and there's no one coming through the door. I had a book, I had a DS, I had my phone, I had plenty of distractions, things I could have done. I would just stand there, just like overwhelmed by stress.
Sure.
Like, I can't do pleasure right now.
Yeah, I am in go mode.
And there's nothing to do, though. So you're just like standing there, just like,
dude, you should start drop shipping.
What is that?
Dude, just start selling shit on Amazon. You've got extra storage space that you can stack shit and box shit.
Not have extra storage space at all. I have no extra storage space.
Stack it on top of the liquor, baby.
Great idea. Yeah, so needless to say, I didn't play the game this week.
I didn't play the game this week either. It was a very busy week.
You played it, though, this month.
I played a lot of this game.
Which I'm excited about. At first, I was bummed that I didn't play it and that I, you know, let the podcast down again. But then there's another part of me that's really excited because I've played this game before. I think this may be my second or third time playing it. And I was most excited for you to experience this game.
Yeah.
The first time. And I'm excited again because, as I recall, in our last recording, we were both in the future domes.
Yes.
And you hadn't done the, and I can spoil it for you now because you obviously have, the bike part, the motorcycle part?
I have now done the bike part.
Wasn't that like just like graphically speaking, fucking crazy? The way the camera, you know, transitions. Oh, this fantastic. Is a Super Nintendo game.
Yeah, they did and so it, good with that. Like that was so dope.
Did you enjoy it?
So here's the thing. The first couple of times, yeah. In fact, the first two times specifically, because I had to use that apparently as the means to get from one. And it was like storytelling fashion, you know, and he's like, come back again anytime. I'm like, oh, cool. I could race that guy anytime. And then I'm like, I didn't get anything out of it, but okay. And then, you know, you do your thing and you're like, oh, I got to go back the way I came. All right. That makes sense. Do it again. And then it just kind of keeps coming up that you sometimes need to do that. And that's really fucking stupid. It is. And it's just time consuming.
It's way easier on the DS than it is on the Super Nintendo. I feel like. I could be wrong. And I'd be curious to find out if I'm wrong. But in my memory.
Yeah.
I don't remember it being as easy. I remember it being fucking hard on the Super Nintendo. And I didn't find it to be too hard. You've got those boost things that you just save until the end.
Can I tell you how I did it?
You get in front of him?
No. I just fucking just... I literally just sit down at the bottom of the screen. And I just bounce off the back of him the entire race. And then literally, like, in the last second, I just go up and then boost. And I just boost ahead of him across the line.
That's yeah.
It. And
yeah,
I was yeah, like, yeah. This is... Yeah.
This is really silly. Easy, actually. Yeah, yeah. And I remember the but maybe it's just because it was my first time playing it, you know, but
oh, I definitely raced in the first time.
Oh yeah,
like used all my boost and I was like, oh,
trying to keep up, but yeah, no, it really doesn't yeah, matter until the very end.
But I was like, oh, all right.
Yeah,
but I was like, dude, this would have blown my mind if I'd played this as a kid,
because it's a fucking RPG,
dude. This is fully fleshed. It is so, like, it's so imaginative, but it also just delivers in its storytelling. And just its use of environment, and there's so much imminent, and the simple fact of the core time traveling mechanic is fucking wild, and it is also a logistical fucking nightmare.
It is, because that's...
There is so much to memorize.
It's an error that I ran into. You were luckily kind of, I think, in a spot where it was pretty straightforward of here's where you need to go.
Where... Went to a certain... Well, actually, the reason I left off is because... Well, actually, no. The reason I left off is because I was stuck on a boss.
Oh.
Which, by the way, I power leveled. Well, not power leveled. I just, like...
Grinded a couple times. Bunch
of grinding.
Yeah.
Stupidly overpowered by the end of it. I just was... Like, just bosses, I was everything. Just like, all right, dude, I have, like, 500 healing potions. Yeah. Like, come at me, dude. It was stupid. But, yeah. Pretty overpowered, but oh, I fucking love this game.
I stopped playing the game so where I was picking up from. I was at the end of time.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
so you're like, what,
dude? Such
what was
a,
I
such
doing?
A trip, dude.
What was I doing? Where am I supposed to go? Because I have
the all old these man time says slots. One key point of dialogue, and he tells you where to go, and that's your clue. But then he will never repeat. I can
right.
never get him to repeat that line of dialogue. So, I just remembered cataloging the fact, like, oh, I need to go there. And then I couldn't remember because
yep.
it was like.
And I was trying to get that out of him. Yeah. And you can't.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I've been having to, like, watch walkthroughs and kind of figure out what was the last thing that I remember doing.
Dude,
and then
same.
Retracing those steps. And I'm being like, oh, nope, I did already do this.
Yeah.
So now I have to get my way back to the end of time to go to a different time area to figure out.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a frustration that I found with the game. If you could just give me a little bit of info.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not asking
just
you to spill the beans. Just let me know.
Information.
Yeah.
Like, repeat
a journal or, yeah, or a repeated line that's, you know.
Yeah.
Dragon Quest is also, which, you know, makes sense. They kind of, you know. But I always felt Dragon Quest kind of had that problem. They do, though, keep the one character that repeats the one line that tells you where to go. It is just sometimes a drag to find that guy to get that line.
Yeah, dude. And it, that you was know. So annoying. The wiki. The
game facts.
Thank you.
Game facts.
Yeah. I finally stopped being stupid and I'm just like, yeah, game facts.
Game facts.
I want to know what I'm doing. Game facts.
Absolutely.
And yeah, that shit helps.
I would have been so much more into RPG games if I would utilize game facts more as a kid. Oh,
for sure, dude.
So much more.
Hell yeah, hit it with a little adjust. Oh, yeah. Man, this game, the visuals are incredible, especially when you think of like the time.
Mm-hmm.
Which, and like, it's not like you have to think of the time in order to think that it looks good. It looks good.
It looks good. It looks amazing.
By all standards.
I don't ever want to see a 2.5 remake of this game. Do you get what I'm saying? The new version that they do.
I don't think it's necessary.
I don't think it's necessary. I think it's such a beautiful game. I don't know how you would remaster it even. Just release it on everything as it is. And that seems like what they've done with it.
Yeah.
And it would be so hard to up the beauty of it.
The only thing that I would want scale it for larger format when necessary.
Yep.
But like preserve it. You know, you don't need to change it. You don't need to tweak it. Just scale it.
Yeah.
And that way it's not like super gay pixels. No offense to gay pixels.
Yep. No offense taken.
Good. I'm glad.
It's funny you say that because I was watching the movie Pixels last night.
What is...
Adam Sandler movie about the aliens that are invading that are taking the form of video games characters.
Oh, is that the Galago?
It's pretty bad. Yeah. Yeah, I think it's supposed to be a pretty bad movie. Kevin James is the president of the United States of America, which is just a funny concept.
I love that.
I
love that so much.
I love and hate Kevin James.
Yeah, that's fair. Maybe same, honestly.
I'm curious, what characters did you unlock since you played the shit out of it?
So, I had spiky hair.
Well, spiky hair is your main character.
Right.
Chrono, if you will. Chrono,
yeah, yeah. I had Science Bitch.
Luca,
yep. I had her. I had Robo.
Robo.
That's his actual name. He's a robot, and he's fucking awesome.
I love him.
Robo is easily my
favorite
character.
And he's so nice and strong when you get him compared to the rest of you. Like, you need him so bad when he shows up. Yeah.
He is beefy, and he, like, dude... And just like, oh, he's just darkness. Fucking rad. Dude, what a fucking... And all the robot animations were so fucking sick. Except for when they were stomping his shit into oblivion, dude.
I was legitimately
fucking sad. And super fucking mad that Chrono is just fucking standing there, like, holding his sword, like, I'm gonna fucking do something. And then he's just like, no, I'm not gonna do something.
Yeah.
I was like, get in there and save my fucking boy. I was really mad about that.
I'm with you. Yeah, they did a great job of making you emotional in that whole and that whole area. I thought we talked about in the last one too, but the way that they make you feel in the world game like this to be immersive, I feel like is really impressive, and that just goes to speak for the storytelling. And also, the way that they use the environment.
There was generally not a huge penalty when you're like traveling between timelines, right? Because spoiler, pause now for spoiler alert.
Skip ahead.
Spoiler coming in hot inbound. You know, the general plot being that like the big bad destroys the world, you know, by planting a seed, you know, thousands of years ago, and then in the future it manifests demons, destruction, everything dies. You know, and then goblins and demons are ruling the world. And so you can just kind of flip between these timelines to work. And it's such an, especially for the time. Like, this is the first big, and it's so cohesive, and it's so, like, immersive. Like, the prejudice that you get from various people at different times based on what's going on is so, like, these guys are being dicks to me.
Yeah,
dude.
Fucking irks me.
Yeah, yeah. I'm like, I don't like this, man. Like, I am fucking, like, one, because, like, I think, based on where I got on the story, I think you're trailing the hero. Like, you guys aren't the heroes.
Right.
You're trailing some other dude who supposedly has been. And I don't know yet if he's an imposter or, like, if we're just actually, like, the shadow heroes. Like, nobody knows what we're doing. And this guy is... not doing it.
I think I know who it is. I just really don't want to spoil it for you.
Don't spoil it for me, because I am genuinely...
There might be a part three to this.
Yeah, dude. Honest to God. Like, yeah. If I finish playing this game. Yeah, because... Yeah, I've got the sword, and I was doing something else. I don't remember what I was doing after that.
I think you're coming up on a big fight. If I'm thinking right, you're coming up on a pretty big fight.
I hope so, dude. I'm so fucking stacked right now, dude. I am just deleting shit. It is awesome. I am ripping through, like, healing items, but, like, genuinely, like... I don't know. I somehow acquired a bunch of really dope gear, and then I forget which timeline, but I went to a certain timeline, and they're like, this is the most precious shit we've ever seen in our whole fucking goddamn lives. We will give you an ungodly amount of money for these items. And I was like, well, these are huge upgrades for my characters. I wonder if you're supposed to hold on to those. I don't know, man. I was just like, have 15 of them. And then I was just... stupid wealthy.
Do you have enough to go back and buy more, or did you like
Or
did you like unlock
this? I don't think I could like recreate purchase it somehow. It.
Yeah.
Like I also haven't tried it. I don't remember. I don't remember. I haven't really had a lot of time to go back and do stuff.
Yeah.
And also, here's the crazy thing, because like you unlock like 15 portals.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's
A lot to...
That's a lot to remember where everything is and timelines and what's going on and what you're looking for. And
did you get the cheetah lady? She's not a cheetah. She's a...
No.
She's like the prehistoric lady.
Prehistoric lady. She's a little cat girl.
I don't think she's a cat girl. She's a human. She's a human, but I think she might have a cat companion. Like a lion. Like a prehistoric tiger kind of thing.
Fucking dope. No.
But I can't remember if she becomes part of your... crew, or she's just someone you kind of help out for a little while.
Oh fuck, I don't think so. I feel like I remember that.
I felt like that wasn't, but like you said, you can jump to whatever timeline and kind of get the story going to a certain point, and then you're like, you'll hit a roadblock, and that means you gotta like go back and figure out what timeline you're actually supposed to be in, which is where some frustration can really come from. And
yeah, when I say that I did a lot of grinding, what I mean is I couldn't figure out what I needed to do.
Yeah.
And so I was just revisiting every little nook and cranny of every timeline I could. Okay, process of elimination, one level at a time, just go through everything.
Yep, you had more patience than I did then.
I was motivated. And honestly, just like, I was like toying around with the mechanics and like learning combos. Because realistically, I'm like, now that I can do this, I can just run back to the portal. Like, I'm like, I've got free saves. Like, at any point in time, it's like, in. Or, you know, like, it just, once you get a little money under your belt, it doesn't cost a lot. And you can just buy all of the items you need, realistically. Yeah. I felt, anyway, even before, you know, I made some stupid fucking coin.
Right.
Dude, it was like 150K. Yeah.
I wonder what you did. I bet you weren't supposed to do whatever you did.
I don't know.
I bet you get to this next big boss fight and you were just like,
I might have screwed myself.
Yeah, you just like soft locked yourself. They were just like,
holy shit. And I was like, granted, everything else that they had was like, everything was massively overpriced. And so like, I could buy these items, but like, I am paying an even greater cost, right? But, like, I had just stocked up all my shit.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, I sold them, like, a bunch of armor. And, dude, I sold, like, all of my healing items at the time. And just at a fat fucking markup. I just cleaned out my entire inventory and I was rich as fuck. And then I went back and I just...
and just bought what you could. Cheap shit again.
Which, granted, was very expensive. But
now it's not.
I'm sitting on a fat fucking stack, dude. I'm just running deep with like 500 great healing potions. Like, come at me, dude. I'm healing for 200 a pop. Let's go. Which I think in the grand scheme, realistically, like the leveling system is so dope. Honestly, I think it's super well done. Because you can still trounce shit, but then like there's still challenging shit everywhere.
Everywhere. Every step ahead of you. Yep.
And there's like mechanics that you can't quite always ignore. And they'll just dump like all over you in your shit, dude. That robot. Remember that I got stuck on before the last time.
Yeah, the laser, right? He's got the arms and the laser.
If you don't attack like the little support droids.
Yes.
He'll just obliterate you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Repeatedly.
Yep.
And then if you just kill those like, and then get a round or two of hitting him in between, just fucking walk through
it. Yes, it is quite easy.
Oh, I was so mad. Because then I'm like, wow, what's the rest of the game now? I have this open. And then I just fucking started hammering into it, dude. I fucking loved it. Still do.
So glad to hear it.
I did again. Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so good.
It's beauty.
I do want to still finish this one. Follow-up episode if I do, maybe.
Yeah.
Patreon episode.
I had put on that Chrono Trigger soundtrack to go to sleep the other day during a nap time.
Dude, that's awesome.
It was beautiful. It was so good.
Dude, it is so fucking fire.
Everything about it is just a symphony of, and like we've talked about before, it is the best of the best of the best, all three coming together.
Absolutely.
To create this wonderful game. Like, it was Final Fantasy, Dragon Quest, and then the composer of both coming in for this shit. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
It's just a triple whammy.
So,
and it fucks your face.
I think. Beautiful. This year we've been really good to ourselves.
Okay, that's making me nervous.
I have no ideas yet. What I wanted to talk about was our list that we made. This is our New Year's-ish episode, right? You know, 2025. It's another almost year of Pocket Cast. And I've got a list here of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 games. How many games do you have on your list? He has like 9 over here. I can kind of see it. You have 10.
Yeah.
All right. So what's going to be fun here is I'm going to make us break it down to 5.
Oh, you cocksucker.
So give me your number 5 out of your list.
Jesus Christ. Okay. Hold up. Hold the fuck up, dude. Fuck. Jesus. Okay, that's tough. All right.
Mine's a lot easier than yours.
Yeah, this is super tough, actually. We have to start at number 5?
Yeah, top 5. And then we'll talk about the rest of the list after we do the top 5. So don't feel like anyone's going to get too left out.
Yeah, all right.
How many episodes do we do a year, Ed?
Professor Layton.
How many episodes do we do a year?
40.
Okay.
Wait, no, that was 2 years, right?
Well, no, because it'd be 2 episodes a month. So, like, 24?
Yeah.
So you picked half of our games, almost?
Okay, fuck off. Right.
We did play a lot 5. Of good games. 5 is the list. What was your number 5?
Professor Layton.
Professor Layton at 5?
Yeah.
Wow. I would have put that way higher up for you.
Really?
Professor Layton was in 2024.
Yes. Wait.
Pull up the list.
No, Professor Layton's older than that, isn't he?
Yeah.
Isn't he? Yeah.
How far back did you go?
All the way. Dude, he was early.
Yeah, how did Professor Layton make it onto this?
I went through the whole list.
Were you thinking of Phoenix Wright?
No, I was thinking of... I was thinking of Layton.
Okay, so keep. I just have to see when it was that we played it. Because yeah, I don't believe you that it was 2024.
Oh, no. It might have been 23. Brother.
Where is it?
No, I'm sorry.
Professor Layton, there it is.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Yeah.
2023. Was... Okay, oh, yeah. So your list might be a little messed up, right? Because I'm starting to think you didn't stick to just 2024.
Oh, I didn't know it had to be the
games. Oh, yes, games of 2024.
Oh, fuck yes. My face.
Okay.
Whoa, shit. Okay, I can guess on the rest of this then. Okay.
Kind of.
Yeah. Okay, let's go with Mega Man ZX.
Mega Man ZX. Mm-hmm. Nice. That is also on my list of all of them. I mean, not all of them. All of them. But, like, my bigger list.
That's fair.
My number 5, I think, is Aragorn's Quest.
Interesting.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. You didn't like that game that much?
No, I honestly thought on it, but I was considering our total, like, run. not just okay, last year. Got you, yeah. I did not catch that didn't aspect, catch it on there. So,
yeah.
But it was, it did cross my mind.
Because that's a game, that's at least definitely one that, like, I didn't think was going to be nearly as good as it was. And maybe it wasn't that great.
It wasn't the most sophisticated, or like, and it was a little clunky.
But it was a fun game.
It was a solid game, and it was fun.
Yeah. Yeah, I enjoyed that one.
It had some cool mechanics for what you would expect it to have in a game on that system.
It was like Assassin's Creed in Lord of the Rings, I remember, because it was all about parrying and stuff, too.
Yeah. It was honestly fun.
It was fun. Yeah. Number four on your list. Mm.
Again, a lot of these. Was Pokemon Soul Silver? That had to have been 2023.
I think that's right? 2023. I could be wrong, yeah, but I think that is.
I think absolutely. It's Dementium 2, honestly. It's on the list of top five for sure.
Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah. That was. I'm surprised it's not on mine, actually.
Interesting.
Yeah. Number four for me. I would have to go. At four, I think I'm going to put Dragon Quest IV.
Honestly,
I love Dragon Quest games. You know, that's going to be on my list. Absolutely.
Yeah. That honestly, yeah.
It was fun. Yeah. That's another one I'd love to I can't wait to revisit. And we'll actually play when we revisit
it. Hey, no sweat, dog. No sweat. All right.
Top three. Number three now.
Oh, fuck, dude. Well, now I'm going back through and looking at some shit just to make sure. Oh, man. This is hard, dude, because honestly, we played a lot of Big Flames.
We did. That was...
I'm gonna give the Dark Spire a shout, honestly.
That was such a fun game. I had thought about putting that on my list, too. That was the amount of imagination that I felt playing that game. I haven't felt in a long time in a video game. Like, it reminded me of early years of Pokemon and the imagination factor, which you wouldn't understand. I get that.
Yeah.
Number three for me.
Let's have it.
I think I go Chrono Trigger. Because that we played that at the beginning of the year. That was our second episode of the year.
Yeah.
And then it's our first episode of this year. Chrono Trigger. We just talked about it. But, you know, it's
a fire-esque game. Yeah. It is so beautiful.
And yeah.
God, I'm just really trying to sort my...
I think Chrono Trigger for me goes up there too. Like, is it three? Because the other two I'm thinking about putting in are games that I hadn't played before. That I was just, like, really, really impressed by. You trying to start a fight?
No, I'm not trying to start a fight. I'm just, like...
What is this, number two?
I'm trying to decide what's one or two. Like,
okay. I think we're probably going to be the same on one, is what I was actually thinking. But now I don't know.
Yeah, that's what I'm kind of struggling with.
You see, and viewers, you have to understand, listeners, you have to understand, I'm looking at Ed scroll through.
I am just panic scrolling.
And so I'm judging, I'm like assuming his eyes are where his cursor is, but I don't know. I am very curious to what you're going to pick now. Because I thought this would be easy. It's easy for me. Do you want me to do my number two first?
I am going to go with Phoenix Wright.
Phoenix Wright. That is also my number two.
Interesting.
Yes. What a great game.
Dude, I wanted to play those games. Like, that's one of the games that I really, really wanted to play from my childhood.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, so was Perfect Dark. And I played it.
Dude, I remember much older. I remember because you got the rare collection on the Xbox, right?
I did.
Just for Perfect Dark.
Yeah, I was so pumped, and
it was so bad.
I don't want to speak ill of it.
Dude, it was a bad game. We could not get far in that game. It was so clunky. And
maybe I was bad?
No. Maybe it's a controller thing. Maybe you need an N64 controller for it.
Oh, I never even considered.
That could be it.
But it was bad.
But it was really hard to control, as I recall.
Yeah.
Just not fun. But... Phoenix Wright.
Dude, Phoenix Wright.
Was everything I thought it would be and more. It was way more than what I thought it would be.
It was so great. It was so hilarious. It was over the top. And it was just dramatic as hell. But honestly, like, it was a good puzzle game.
Mm-hmm.
In a sense.
Was a logical puzzle game, too, yeah. I felt. Like, a lot of times it made sense. There were a few things I remember that we had issues with in it where it was like, well, but yeah. This part of the puzzle doesn't make sense.
Yeah,
to me.
We were
but
a little maybe too smart.
I thought it made some. We had said, though, in its universe, it makes sense. Right.
That, true.
Whereas Professor Layton is logic puzzles, real life logic puzzles, right? That I'm just too dumb to figure out. It's yeah, like, absolutely. These ones were for this is more layman's puzzle game, I felt like. Which is perfect for me.
Yeah. Laid back.
Laid
honestly,
back. Yeah.
Super chill. Not nice. Really punishing.
Fun boob mechanics.
Honestly.
Yeah.
It was great.
Mm-hmm.
Classic game.
Number
very
one.
Fun. Number one. Dawn of Sorrow.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
100%. Yeah. Dare I say more. Like, because that was my first real...
Mine too.
And, like, jump into a Castlevania game.
I guess not my first jump, but my first, like, full playthrough. Full, mm-hmm. really getting into it. What an addiction.
Oh, yeah. Like, that's, like... It was instant, dude. Just hooked, and I was just, what the fuck, man? I am so into this.
Yeah, it's such a satisfying reward system of exploration and, you know.
No, dude, yeah, just superbly well done.
I had also on the list that didn't make it into these Grand Theft Auto Chinatown Wars.
I also had Chinatown Wars. Here.
Mega Man ZX. Yeah,
Mega Man ZX.
Yep. But yours is from all the time that we've been doing it, so let's hear yours.
Oh, yeah. So, I just had Dementium 1 and 2 down.
Yeah.
And honestly, Dementium 1 was my preference.
Mm. Even though I played through Dementium 1 more, I think Dementium 2 was my preference.
Interesting.
I felt like it just did everything better that Dementium 1 did.
Did we talk about playing the PC port? Did you?
I haven't. Maybe I played a moment of it, but I mean, it was just after we got done playing Dementium 2, so I was like a little demented out.
That's fair.
Demented, you know?
Dude, it's if you play on a low difficulty, man, dude, I feel like just a speedrunner.
Yeah.
Which is like,
well, especially because it's Dementium 1 or 2 that's on that you gifted. That was on PC.
2.
Because Dementium 1 remake is on the Switch.
Yeah. That sounds right.
Yeah.
Which is a bummer, because I do want to play that one.
But more. It is nice having a space bar. Yeah, so I did play it a little bit. And I was like, yeah, this is just... It's nice.
It's not bad. There was... It was still pretty spooky, but it was just, it felt brighter. And I just felt way more aware. And like the fact that I can like... 360.
Yeah, look like, around so easily, fast, not like, in this tiny little square.
Yeah, like I have PC control of my movement.
I'm at home.
Nothing is a threat to me.
Exactly.
Yeah. So that was dope. I still fucked up a few things, but like, it's just a cool experience.
Yeah.
To do that.
Yeah. To go from playing it on the DS. It's so funny that it originates on the DS and then gets ported to the PC. You'd expect like an opposite kind of thing, right? Like,
that's not usually how that flows.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did I have anything else? Yeah, I had a couple others.
Yeah, you do.
That's such a long list, dude. Hotel Dusk.
Oh, I mean, yeah.
Yeah. Backyard Baseball.
So that almost made my list, too, because that is a 2024 one that we did. And yeah, that was a surprising amount of fun.
I just like the gameplay loop is fun and I enjoyed it and I would do more.
Yeah, I would too.
Yeah. I won't.
I talking about satisfying like progression of movement made me think of I've been playing some games, some non-DS games.
Hell yeah.
And one of them being a game called Wavetail. Have you ever heard of this game?
Wavetail.
Pull up Steam and see if it's on Steam. Because yes, I'm playing the Switch port, or the Switch version. I don't know if there's more than the Switch version. You have to assume when you're playing a Switch game that it probably came out on something else first. Like, almost every time.
Almost inevitably.
It is a adventure platformer. I think you would love this game. I think it is totally up your alley. You're this chick and the world, it's like a post-apocalyptic kind of deal where the world has been flooded, basically. It's what I'm picking up on. And it's, you get the shadow creature thing underwater that stands underneath you. So she makes it so that you can stand and glide on water like you're seeing.
Okay.
And so it's largely about movement. And you have double jumps you can do in the air. You can dive back into the water. It looks way better on PC, just looking at this version right here. And it is a beautiful game. The soundtrack is phenomenal. I just read that review that said something about nostalgia. I did catch a little feeling of like, man, this reminds me of Spyro almost. Like, remind me of Spyro. It reminds me of playing Spyro as a kid. Like, just the want to explore and jump and move, and it totally encourages all kinds of exploration. And there's sections where it encourages you to go fast and use these grappling hook thing you've got, and it is really good. I'm only a couple hours into it. I got it on sale. It's been worth every penny.
Yeah, add that shit to wish list, baby.
I got a bunch of I got a good amount of wedding money right near the end of the Christmas sale on Switch.
Oh, hell yeah, dude. So I
picked up some games. Picked up some games on sale I've always been meaning to pick up. Picked up Minecraft.
Nice.
Minecraft survival on, like, normal mode is really hard. Because you have no time to build a shelter.
It's instant, bro.
Before the zombies and shit come out. And sometimes they just come out during the day.
Just gotta build a fucking...
The tiniest
dirt,
little...
A dirt hidey hole.
Just make a dirt hole. They can't get into dirt.
Mm-mm.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Shit, I don't think so.
Okay, I didn't know.
What kind of zombies are you fighting?
I don't know.
That's fair.
I've been trying to, like, chop all the trees down and build a little house with a cover, and, like, I can never get it done in time, and then I get killed, and then it's just, like... Then you spawn, and you have nothing, and you're, like, just continually getting killed by the zombies at night until the daytime comes, and hopefully they all go away.
You could literally... As long as you weren't to, like... piss off a golem, I think, probably, realistically. You could just, like, take dirt, like, last-ditch effort, and just...
To go up.
No, just literally build in the squares around you, and then, like, put one right over your head.
Oh.
And just be, like, just coughing yourself, standing there, and you would be fine.
I'll keep that in mind.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll have a little coffin house next to my actual house I'm building.
Hey, yeah, just tear it down as soon as you're done. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. See the night away. You could dig down and do like an underground thing and just put like dirt back over.
Yeah, yeah, it, yeah.
Anything like that.
See, and I was, Edmund can remove dirt.
Oh. That's what they call me.
Enderman. Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, not Enderman.
Oh, yeah, but just hit it with the torches. That's right.
Yeah, but, like, also you have to be able to get coal first.
You can just burn wood.
You can't light wood without coal, can you?
What?
Can you light wood without coal?
No, you make a furnace, and then you burn wood into charcoal, I'm pretty sure. And then I think you can make torches with it.
Oh.
Or maybe you do need
coal. See, and I've been digging for coal. Trying to find coal.
Coal is definitely torch. But then it gets
so dark. And you're like, I need the light source.
We're probably not getting any of this correct.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Maybe someday I will. It seems like I'm going to switch over to the casual, enjoyable mode and just do it that way.
Yeah.
For now. Yeah.
No reason not to, honestly. Just take your time. Enjoy the game.
Yep. That's what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And Minecraft is a pretty okay game.
I also got Super Smash Bros.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah.
The newer one?
Yes, the newest one, yes.
Which is still quite old, but
the newest one. Yeah.
Yeah,
all
right.
Yeah.
What's that got?
Man, all those character packs are expensive. Like, not that expensive, but you're just like, why can't I just unlock these?
But you can't just unlock them?
Can you?
Huh?
Because there's like two packs that you can buy on the Switch store for characters. So I thought they were like extensions. Oh, is that how it works? Can you also unlock them?
I don't know.
I hope so, because otherwise it's just like really just that's a gross thing.
I need to look into that, dude. I had not heard. I do not like the sound of it.
Yeah, I don't either. I hope I'm wrong. I hope you're right. I hope it's that you can unlock it or you can pay to unlock it. I will just unlock it whatever way, because that's part of the fun, and that is something I totally forgot. I forgot how much time you can sink into a Melee game, or not Melee, a Smash Bros. Game.
Right.
As I did with Melee. I think I 100%ed Melee.
That's fair. I had
every single thing unlocked.
Dude, honestly, I've loved all of the Smash Bros. Games.
I really fell off after Melee, because the one after Melee that was on the Wii, I remember people didn't even like that much. I remember people were playing Melee throughout that time.
I played the
fuck. Is that Brawl?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Brawl.
Yes.
I played the shit out of that one, dude. I had that one on like a little box TV, just tucked away under a pile of laundry.
Oh, because you had to have it hidden?
Yeah, just at the bottom of my closet, just tucked under a box. And then, like, dude, I would just, like, open the closet door, which was against, like, my bedroom door, and I would just, like, lay there prone and tuck laundry under me and just fucking...
I could imagine the Wii one being, like, a lot of people's favorites, not for the reason that you do, because I imagine you weren't playing online, right?
Oh, fuck, yeah, no.
So, but could you play online?
Man, I'm sure there was a time.
Because I bet that you could. And if you could, because that would have been, like... This is the best one, you know, and I would have loved playing it online, and I've yet to get this one to go online yet, because I know how some people are. Is it all ranked? Because if it's ranked, then I know I don't have to fucking deal with the really good
Smash guys. I don't think I've ever, like, actually just done...
Like a random online match?
No.
I think that seems like some of the fun of it. I'm just trying to get the, like, moves all... figured out again, because
yeah,
Smash Bros is the most uncomfortable good. Yeah, it, because yeah. It's because X and Y are you jump.
Mm-hmm.
And I think GameCube was the best for it. I think the GameCube controller was almost built for Smash Bros, because it the way that your A button sits underneath your jump buttons,
yeah,
and you've got your B, your strong attack, but really when you're playing pretty well on Smash, you're using a charge attack on your A. You're not using your B attacks that much.
Oh, yeah.
So it made sense for the A button to be the big center one. And I think when you're trying to play Smash not on the GameCube controller, it is more difficult just because of the button orientation.
I don't disagree, man. It's such a weird remap.
You can remap it now.
Yeah. Oh.
But I almost don't want to.
I don't
it
either.
Feels like, as much as I think it's arbitrary, I think it's also
it's important
tradition.
And also tradition.
Yeah. There's some things you don't fuck with,
literally,
right?
Literally anyone else. If you remap the buttons, you're a piece of shit.
Yeah, you're a coward. You are a coward.
A true coward.
If you stop it. Don't do it. Just play like everyone else is supposed to play.
Just play the fucking game.
Play the game.
Yeah, go in raw.
Also, I got the Portal.
Nice.
On Switch. Portal Companion Cube deal. Companion Bundle, whatever they called it.
Oh, Portal and Portal 2?
Yeah.
Classic, dude.
Yeah. I've been playing through Portal, and I just love that game.
Dude, I probably go back and play through it at least once every 2 or 3 years.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just so fun, so satisfying. It's so hard to play it on a console. I am not a console person, but it does have the gyro.
Ooh, honestly,
which
dude,
helps
once
a lot.
You get used to that, like, yeah. it's you can be super precise,
yes.
Which I really like.
You just gotta get it dialed in. Yeah.
Yeah, it makes it a lot more approachable, in my opinion.
I used to kick ass in Overwatch on the Switch because of that.
Bro, I was poopy-poopying on people on the Switch in Overwatch.
Switch. Fair. I loved it so much. And then they fucking upgraded it to Overwatch 2 on the Switch, and the Switch cannot hang, dude.
It's not great, no.
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 So it's a real shame.
Yeah, I played a couple of matches, I think. And it did okay, but I was like, dude.
But there's some crazy frame drop. Like,
yeah.
I was experiencing probably 5 frames a second at a couple points.
That's terrible.
Maybe they fixed it.
Maybe.
But it also takes up a lot of fucking space.
Oh, yeah, it's a huge fucking game.
Yeah, so yeah. You're like, I don't care to keep this piece of shit on. Kind of like Apex. Apex Legends. It just wasn't worth it having it on there for how poorly it ran.
I'd rather play both of them.
And I don't think the OLED version is like a better, like, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it's beefed up a little bit. But I think it's all the same processor and all that shit, you know?
Maybe.
Well, so that's what I've been playing lately. That's some outside good shit. Of the DS. And yeah, it's been nice. It's been fun playing some.
I've been ripping through the Half-Life games.
Because of the 25th anniversary, you got it on your mind, huh?
Yeah, dude. I just.
I was playing through Half-Life 2. And...
Yeah, you talked about that, and I was like, damn. So I'm just. I'm almost done with Half-Life.
Are you going to do a blue shift and opposing force, or are you just going to go? Yeah.
Excuse me. I'm actually. So the Black Mesa project, right?
Yes.
They have a workshop mod where somebody is doing blue shift.
I think I had seen that.
So I'm going to do that.
See how far they are on it and then switch back over to the. Or just call it wherever it ends.
No, I'm going to play those versions.
Yeah. Do they have opposing force too on Black Mesa?
I think so. I think the Black Mesa guys are doing an official.
I feel like when I played Black Mesa last, they hadn't done Zen yet.
Same. Which was honestly, at this point, kind of a while ago.
Yeah, it was.
It's now a super cohesive, like...
I loved Black Mesa. I thought it was a great
remake. It's fantastic. Remake. Yeah. It is so clean. It is so consistent. Like, well, yeah. It's honestly, like, very well done, in my opinion.
It is. I wouldn't say it's better than Half-Life 1. But it is as good of a remake, I think, as you can get.
I don't disagree. Honestly, yeah, there's some... I think I would genuinely prefer to probably play the Black Mesa, but I don't think I'd ever stop playing the original.
Yeah.
Man, I don't know, because sometimes I just get like super nostalgic. Like, I want the OG shit. Yeah. Let me get them feels, cuh.
But there is something so refreshing about playing through Black Mesa, because I have played through Half-Life so many times that there are times where you get to one part and you're just like, oh, yeah, this part. You know, and you just don't really want to do it. With Black Mesa, it was just a fresh enough of, oh, I want to see how they did this. How does it look? Yeah. What, you know, Jesus. The ninja. Oh, I wanted to see what the ninja character
dude,
was
honestly,
like.
Dude, honestly, I fucked down the ninjas, dude. Honestly. I just 357.
Ding, boom, ding. Boom, boom.
Dude, yeah, an achievement for it and that shit. I was like, oh, dude, of course. What else?
You just get it, don't you? Like, right before that? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, literally right before. And it's like, here's the
and here's some ammo.
You're like, yeah, I'm piecing these guys out.
You just got to time it just right, because they are fast.
Dude, they still fuck down, honestly. They're still, like, if they are coming at you from behind and you're not paying attention, they will hurt you.
They will.
They will fucking hurt you quick.
Don't you have to lose that round, though? Like, cause isn't that where they end up carrying you away and they throw you in the garbage disposal?
It is very nearly after. I think it's after you clear them all out, honestly.
Yeah.
Then you go into this, it's just like, oh, there's nowhere to go. And you go into this, and you just go.
Yeah.
Fucking stupid.
In the trash, they do the same thing in Half-Life 2.
Yeah, dude. You always lose your shit, dude.
Yeah.
It's a classic.
It is.
You can't deviate, apparently.
It's fun, though. It's something I like.
The thing that I hate the most are the hidden snipers. The ones that you have to use explosives.
You have to use
the
explosives, yeah.
I fucking hate those. It's just...
I don't remember if it's in Half-Life 2 or Half-Life 1, but a fun little fact about it is all of those character models are women snipers.
Interesting.
And I don't remember the reasoning behind it. It has something to do with, like, size or something like that. Like, you know,
that
like,
would make a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Because a lot of the spaces they're in doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
In this little tower, and I'm like,
I think there's just a gun up there, but then you do see a body, and you,
Yeah, because there's always, it always fucking gibs everywhere.
Yep.
Love that shit. That is satisfying, though.
Yeah. Anything besides Half-Life that you're playing, then?
I'm playing a lot of Sunhaven right now.
Sunhaven. I saw it on, just pop up, I think.
Probably, honestly.
I had seen it on the Steam store. I said that right. Yeah.
Yeah. Steam store.
It just feels weird.
Jesus. Yeah. It's a cozy.
Is it single player or is it multiplayer?
It's multi.
Is it MMO?
Not so much. You can have you basically have a farm or a location, and that is your spot, and then you can invite up to like so many people, and then they can play in there. And it's basically host's progress.
It's saved. Like a farm sim then?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's, okay. Yeah, I got the wrong
look. JRPG more.
Okay, I was going to say, it looked like the free MMORPGs of days of old. Like of, I would say circa 2005 to sure. 8. You know, there was like Sea of Pirates or whatever, something about pirates. There was a handful of them. It's like in the days of Guns. Do you remember Guns? I don't know if you would have ever seen that due to your sheltered life.
That's not the...
It's like the Korean game where...
The one with the craziest...
You have like knives and the...
and like ammo, and it's just like the craziest input shit.
Yeah, and people are like flying around the walls and stuff. Okay, yeah. Yeah, K-Style is what that's called. Yeah.
Are you naming like games? Right? Or are you just
time frame, of an era? An era, okay, yeah, an it. Era. Okay. An era of free gaming, yeah.
Yeah, it's honestly
solid. It looks like the art style reminds me a lot of those old the MMORPG. It's got that very
cluttered MMO like art style and presentation for sure. It is a lot to take in when you're first going. What is fucking going on, dude? It's Stardew Valley turned up to like 11.
Okay.
It's just like, hey, we know you like relationships. Here's 32 NPCs that you can be in a relationship with. And there's just so many people, dude. And it's...
And we're all poly.
Yeah, it's pretty great. There's a snake guy that I just met. He's pretty chill.
Yeah, you gotta hook up with a snake guy.
I might hook up with a snake guy, dude. Yeah. It's like Aladdin with two extra arms.
It's like what?
And a snake tail body.
It's like Aladdin with two extra arms and a snake tail body.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
It's pretty... Yeah. He's oriental. It's pretty tight. Yeah, this was a pretty tight game.
Sweet.
Yeah. We also watched a movie.
We did watch a movie.
We did watch a good-ass movie.
Like I said, what time are we at right now? Okay, so...
we're a quarter over.
So, The Outsiders.
The Outsiders.
Did you ever read the book? And then we kind of talked about this. I read it, and we had to read it in sixth grade.
Yeah.
I don't think I read... all of it, or like I was an ADD kid, so you just like kind of like, oh, I didn't read this part, but we're supposed to be up at this part, so you just kind of like skip ahead to right. where you're supposed to be, yeah. right?
Like, probably don't need to know.
Yeah, that. Sure, whatever.
We'll talk about it.
I remember. So, how'd you feel about this movie?
I liked it from a nostalgia factor.
Had you seen it before?
So for sure,
it seemed like a movie but it was that like
distant.
It seemed like a movie that you and your brothers would have really, like, clung to had you been, like...
I can't speak to the age that I saw it previously, and I don't recall...
Like, if you guys were growing up and you saw this, you would have been like,
yeah. We might like, have thought this like, was you would have been like, fuck, we're
greasers,
yeah.
like, we want to be the greasers for sure, and like...
Honestly...
I could see you really embodying... In fact, there was a time in your life where you kind of did slightly seem to embody...
I just wore a pompadour and a leather jacket. It wasn't that serious. And you honestly, it looked good as shit, so...
You did, yeah, it did. It did. It very much suited you.
Yeah, those were the serious chops. not the gentlemanly wedding chops I presented you. No,
those were... I'm not presentable. I wear a leather jacket. Kind of.
Yeah, like yeah. I'm wearing a suit chops.
If you ever seen Alaskan Bush People, there's the one brother that has the chops and definitely wears leather jackets. And it was he reminded me of you quite a bit when we were watching that show.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I think I know what you're talking about. I appreciate that.
Yeah, the inventor guy.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
I love that.
So,
So I liked the nostalgia factor. I like old movies. I like the aesthetic.
And it's an 80s movie doing the 60s aesthetic, which it does so ghostly. You know, the whole.
It's haunting.
It's a haunting film. Yeah, the soundtrack was awesome. It's very I was so raw. Blown away.
But it's goofy. It's very over the top. And like, I don't. I don't know if that's fully intentional.
The amount of crying that these kids do for the fact that they're supposed to also be like,
well, like I gangs. Think that's like that's the conflict. There's such a competing machismo, like there's just like you know, that these boys seem to be butting against, and it's overpowering, and they're just, they have these constant outbursts,
insane outbursts,
like wild, like like projections of when, just emotion. They're just like, I can't handle.
So when Pony Boy gets pushed by Patrick Swayze, and he bolts out the door, just
bolts,
and he runs and wakes Johnny up, and they're just, you know, and he just runs with them. It was such an overreaction, right? And I imagine in the book he's like rougher with him a bit. You there's certain things that you could, as you're watching this, knowing it's based on a book, you go, okay, this is early 80s, right? Mm-hmm. And we're doing a 60s film, and I remember even the book being a little cheesy. So you were trying to stay true to the book, but also I think there are parts of the book that were probably a bit rougher. And they wouldn't really get in. They didn't really, you know, when someone's getting roughed up, they're never really getting roughed up.
Yeah.
So if you've never seen this movie, you've never heard the plot. I'd never even seen this movie, and I knew the fucking plot.
Yeah.
One of the kids, Johnny Boy, kills a guy when they're being attacked, and so
drowning Pony Boy in the fucking
pool or the fountain, and then
Johnny fucking.
But it all just goes red. It just goes red.
Yeah,
and then cuts back to them coming to, and you know, someone's dead.
Honestly, dude,
and it was brutal.
It was brutal. It was shocking.
They did it really well, I thought.
Yeah, it's just this kid just dead, lying in a pool of blood, and Johnny shaking, holding a bloody knife.
But it's so funny though. He's like, "I killed a kid," but he's a kid. And he killed a kid that was way older than him.
Yeah.
That was beating the fuck out of his buddy. Like, I understand. I understand, like, you know.
Was definitely of the time. But there were times when it was
used. You're like, is this character supposed to be older or something? Like, and I don't think that's the movie. I think that's in the book. I think that's a book thing.
I observed it as, like, a portrayal of all of these boys at various, like, ages and levels of maturity and at different stages of life are all fighting this same battle of being rushed to be an adult.
Yeah.
And they're all overwhelmed by the expectations and the requirements of such. And you've got Pony Boy and Johnny, that, because Johnny's what, a year older than Pony?
Yeah.
Right? 13 and 12? Yeah.
Or 13, no, 14? 15 and 14.
Well, yeah, that one. But then, like, they're trying to be as old as the next older brothers, right? Mm-hmm. And so they're trying to be tough and yeah, I'm scared, but I'm still going in it. And it's just, but it's always extreme and over the top. And I kind of dig it, dude.
I do too. I
kind of dig the, like, the,
I didn't think I was going to like this movie. Unnatural
required severity of the situation.
It's a very play.
I you know, 100% you agree. Feel it, felt very dramatic.
It felt like these actors all came from Broadway or like from doing plays and things like that. And I didn't check, but I think this is like Matt Dillon's first big role. He is Dallas.
Right.
Who is, at first when you see him, you're like, man, if I was a kid and seeing this, I would want to be Dallas so bad. But then as Dallas unfolds, you're like, fuck Dallas. Dallas is the worst.
Dally fucking sucks. And there are times where you feel bad for Dally.
You do.
He is just an extreme presentation of, like,
institutionalization. And not just from the prison or the jail, but from this, you know, he's institutionalized by the gang lifestyle, which is funny because of the gangs are these greasy poor kids. Where is this movie based? Where is this supposed to be? Is it in New York or something? It just doesn't make, because they say something about being in the city. But so
it's the Socs and the
but the Socs are just the rich kids.
Yeah, that's
it's not like there's like two rival gangs, but they act like they're rival gangs, but in any reality, the rich kids would not be roughing up with the greasers.
Why
like
would they give? Why a would you? Fuck, why dude.
They wouldn't look at them? Yeah, and then so there's the whole you know, when they go out, and it's a whole fun section of the movie when Johnny Boy and Pony Boy,
right.
Not Johnny Boy, just Johnny.
I feel
like they both go up to the church and they're hiding out.
Mm-hmm.
And there's that beautiful scene with the sunrise, and it's a cool.
There are great scenes.
There's great scenes.
Time in the church, yeah.
When they come back in, to town, mm-hmm. to the city.
It's immediately garish and uncomfortable, dude.
There's so many weird cuts, jumps of like, where are we at in the story all of a sudden? You know?
Oh, yeah. It just cuts from like, they're in the church. Boom, they're driving.
Yeah.
And then they're like, boom, they're pulling
out. Boom, they're pulling people out. They're in the hospital. And like, you know, but then all of a sudden they're back in the living room. And now there's a talk about the brawl going on. And it's just skins only. No weapon. Like, what a cheesy. Yeah,
I know. It is the cheesiest. It feels like a cop out.
Which I guess is where we get our Nicolas Cage scene.
Wait, what?
This is the only time Nicolas Cage shows up.
I didn't see
him. I didn't see him either. But he's in there when they're panning through all of the greasers. Before the brawl, they pan through all the greasers.
Yeah.
And so he's one of two guys. I couldn't figure out which one he was, but he's one of two guys in there.
All right.
Did you notice the theme with this film, with the last one and the one before it? You would have caught it in the opening credits.
Oh, is it the director?
Coppola.
Yeah.
And then the score is by a Coppola.
Yeah, dude. It's just this is a movie that his family made.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then 100%. He got to be in it, too.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, yeah, you can be in the background.
Yeah, I didn't catch him in it at all.
No, I didn't either.
Yeah, but so I went into this movie thinking, like, it was going to be a bore. I didn't want to watch it. And I was enthralled. I was unironically totally enthralled by this film.
I was, too. So, like, coming into it, again, I too had the flash of,
Warriors?
The Warriors, thank you. Jesus Christ. And then I was like, no, that's definitely not it. But then I'm like, I don't remember what this is. And then I'm thinking, like, West Side Story.
Kind of. And then, kind of. Yeah. Yeah, it's like a rougher West Side Story.
I agree. But then, like, it's very over the top and sometimes uncomfortable and weird and just strange.
The brothers in the fucking bed. The brothers sharing the bed, and when they're talking to each other and he's like up, he's like spooning him and like has his hand on his shoulder. Like he doesn't he wrap his arm around him or something?
Yeah, dude,
they like cuddle up. Yeah, yeah, it's fucking weird. It is. There are some unsettling scenes.
It's a very consistent theme of exaggeration,
tight brotherhood.
And it just drives in these points, and it, like, I don't want to get too analytical or too poetic on anything. I'm not trying to have a fucking lit course right now, but like, I feel like the juxtaposition and ridiculousness of these two people having such severe conflict that somebody ends up dead is so ridiculous. And as an outside watching in, it's like, that feels extreme. And then in the moment of retribution, it's just like, we're just going to pummel each other a little bit.
Yeah, you're not going to bring a knife to that. And you're not going to kill one of the greasers to get your revenge.
Anything?
But they're not gangsters. Not that I needed they're not in a gang.
To feel satisfied.
But like, it would have made more sense, right?
Yeah, and I like to think there's this underhanded, played sense of
these
kill
kids.
It here for the sake of the future, and you know, and then Pony Boy is like, oh, I've got a chance at the future, I'm gonna get educated and shit. Fuck yeah,
yeah,
like, all right.
And then, that Brad guy and him have that whole conversation about, like,
yeah,
there is no winning this, there is no changing, you know, there is like, and so they both, there is that understanding of like, and there's that, like, when he has that comment of, no, I wasn't talking to a sock, I was talking to a,
yeah,
you know, I was talking it to feels a guy,
like, they were like, we're gonna make this West Side Story. But the cats have discovered the door. But we're gonna tell in 15 minutes.
It took two. It's a 2 hour long movie. What do you mean? That movie was long. There was some point where you're like, Jesus Christ, can this movie? How is this movie not over?
I watched it over like 3 or 4 days.
I watched it this afternoon.
Hell yeah! Hell yeah, dude. Solid. Okay. Yeah. So fresh. Yeah, I did enjoy it.
Yeah, I did too. I really did. Like, seriously, the soundtrack, the score is phenomenal. It is really good.
Yeah.
Tom Waits is in it.
Yeah.
I was so stoked to see that.
I bet you. I did. As soon as I saw that, I was like, oh, man.
Tom Waits is in this? All right. I want to keep an eye out for Tom Waits. It has like two lines in it. Yeah.
But it's like,
yeah. Yeah, it's cool. It's cool. Plays a bartender.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good shit.
Could not spot Nicolas Cage, though. I tried to YouTube Nicolas Cage in this film, and all it brought up was the rumble scene. So it's somewhere in the Rumble. Somewhere in there, he's one of those greasers in the Rumble.
Yeah, you have to find some obscure Reddit.
Tom Cruise?
Yeah, Tom Cruise.
Just the most bit piece.
Yeah.
He's just not. Two-Bit is a hilarious character.
Two-Bit is great. No, he's also a fuck.
Yeah, my like, favorite character, though, I think. Because he's like the most like realistic character, that lovable fuck.
Yeah.
Is exactly.
And like he's like, I've got these good intentions, but like I could be a fuck.
Yep.
I could be a little bit of fuck.
I'm a little bit of fuck. I'm here for it. You can tell he is inherently a fuck. He's one of those people that is born into thievery, right? He can't help himself but steal a fucking Mickey Mouse plushie from the fucking store.
He's just gotta take some.
Every time.
He's a degenerate, but he's a good dude.
He's very lovable. He's got a good heart. He's just, you know, born into this kind of thing. Yeah, it was a surprisingly good film. Yeah. I would recommend if you haven't seen it to watch it.
Yeah, boys are crybabies.
They are, but
again, it's just a. I think it's artistically dramatic to just really point out the obscurity of like why are we doing this?
Why are we doing this? Yeah, because it really is.
I don't want to say insanity. Like oh, it was an intentional thing, but like I don't know, man. Just like seeing it from that perspective, I was like, this is kind of good.
It is. Yeah.
Yeah,
I agree with you.
Very stagey.
Also,
stage presence-y.
I did enjoy that they made the guys very emotional because, especially in that day and age, like
unheard of.
Yeah, you especially to be like tough guys that also are like in touch, kind of with their emotions or trying to deal with them. Yeah. Uh-huh. What was funny though, because one of my views was like the reason why this movie is so cheesy and you know PG,
right,
is because of the time that it came out. Warriors came out 10 years prior.
Fuck, dude.
And it is way more gruesome game fight shit. So that's not the reason. I don't know why. It's in the book, too, I think. I remember feeling that. It's so long ago. I'm going back so fucking far to try to recall reading it. But I do. It is there. And I do remember it being a bit cheesy to be able to get into as a kid.
That's
I mean, like, if I would have read this younger than sixth grade, I would have enjoyed it. But, like, sixth grade even was a little bit too old for it.
That's fair, yeah.
Yeah.
It felt like very, like, don't get me wrong, like, there's surprisingly bitter consequence.
Yeah.
Like, three people die, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, Dally fucking commits suicide by cop.
Yeah.
And it is massively unnecessary. It's just
the last shot when he's on the ground.
It's so fucking. I genuinely was mad at this scene. I was like, this does not need to happen.
No, it does not.
He's just like, I'm so upset that Johnny died. I'm gonna run. I'm just gonna like flash an empty gun around. Yep. He just points it at a doctor. He just robs a convenience guy.
Yeah.
And fucking shoots at him and pings him. And then he's like, oh, I'm running away down the middle of the fucking road. That was upset.
Yeah.
Upsetting him, like, massively.
But it became very obvious his intentions were not.
Yeah.
You know, his intentions were to get killed.
No, of course. And it's just.
Because he felt that it was his fault that the kids were involved in this. It was his fault. Yeah. All of it really came down to Dally's fault. Johnny dying in his eyes is Dally's fault because Dally sent them up there.
Yeah.
And all that fire would have started. So Dally is like, can't handle it.
Dally was obviously fractured already.
Yeah, like he'd just gotten out of, like, I mean, they expressed very quickly that he got out of jail. I don't think they're talking about jail. I think they're talking about prison because the way that he talks about jail is just the funniest.
I think he's scared.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, it's real obviously he's scared. And he's just, like, barely holding shit together.
Oh, yeah, through the hole, yeah.
Man, it's such a... You know, so I looked at a lot of Rotten Tomatoes reviews, and people don't like this movie.
Oh, really?
Dude. Or at least the stuff that I'm reading, I was like, this is... I mean, don't get me wrong. There are good things anywhere. This was a predominant field of shit. Like, people were like, they're like, this is like campy as fuck. It's over the top. And I'm like,
it's part of it. Yeah,
like,
part of the thing that I enjoy about it. Yeah.
Like, I didn't enjoy necessarily.
Would you say that The Sandlot is campy? Because this is like a more like dirty version of The Sandlot. You know, like, it's like it has some very same feeling. The reason that it's campy is because it's based in the 60s.
Yeah.
You know, it's it.
Yeah.
That I seems like intentional a little bit to me.
It felt very, I don't know. I feel like movies of the time were kind of like that. Like, there wasn't still yet a huge divide between acting in terms of what you do on a stage and what you do for a movie. Right. And like,
I'm sure we could pull up some film from.
No, 100%. There are different vibes, but yeah. I'm playing like the idea of having something that is more akin to what you would see performed on a stage.
Yeah.
In a play production being heavily influential on a piece. Like, that's super not uncommon of that time. Right. Like, you had a lot of pieces that were, I mean, it gives off a musical vibe mm-hmm. without the music.
Yeah, it right? absolutely does. 100%. Yes, 100%. Yeah.
And it's, I think if it were to have been a musical, it wouldn't, and like, don't get me wrong, if it's a bad musical, fuck off. But if the music's good, like, which one would think it should be.
Which, and I would,
I don't think it would
change. The way that they use the music in the film, like, there's a part where Patrick Swayze does a handstand on a post and flips out of it. Do you, it's when they're running yeah. to the Rumble and they're running out of the house and he does that and it's as a rock song. You know, it's yeah. like the like it's 60s very rock.
Performative.
It all feels so intertwined that it does feel
yeah.
musical.
I legitimately felt like I was watching a Rodgers and Hammerstein like film.
I don't know what that means.
A Sound of Music, oh, Oklahoma.
Yes. Yeah. Well, yeah, and I think obviously with S.E. Hinton, the writer of the book, mm-hmm. was obviously heavily inspired by Gone with the Wind.
Sure.
Right?
Which because I it's honestly in... don't know dick about. It's I don't one either. Of the classics I've never
I'm
read.
I'm with you. Yeah.
I'm kind of upset because...
It's obviously point... about a lot.
Because, sounds like.
You know, because of the few segments you get out of the book are like two vastly different things happening.
Yeah. I know nothing about it.
Me neither. So, what's our next film on the list?
Oh, fuck. That's a great question, my friend. Let's see here. Oh, well, I think I closed the wrong tab earlier.
Well, just look up Nicolas Cage.
We make things so complicated.
Pick the wrong one.
Yep.
Yeah, I'd say it's that second one.
Fucking Christ, dude. He's got so much shit.
Go to...
Oh, shit. Valley Girl.
Valley Girl. When did this one come out?
This one was... 83? 83. Yeah, dude.
I don't think I've ever seen Valley Girl.
I have not either.
A punk from the city. Who plays ooh. Randy? Let's see, where's Nicolas Cage in the... Oh, so oh, shit, Nicolas Cage. Does that mean he's our lead role?
Oh, shit, is this our first lead? Our first lead. Oh,
yes, my God. It is. Our first Nicolas Cage lead role.
Oh, shit, dude. I'm actually Valley fucking Girl. Pumped,
he's playing
dude.
A punk.
Oh, dude, it's such a bad... Look at that hair, bro.
So he went from playing... Then the first one, he's the jock friend that doesn't want to go to the military. And then in the second movie, he was like a...
Just a guy.
Worker guy. Yeah, he worked in the... No, he wasn't even in the football. He was in the stands of the game.
Oh, really?
He,
I thought he was one of the football buddies or something.
No, he's one of the... worker friends. He works at one of the burger places. And then what, he was just a greaser. And so now he's going to be a punk.
He's really typecasted at this point.
Yeah, he's really starting to be a bad guy. You know, a rough and tough
guy. He is
guy.
Kind of a bad guy, dude. Honestly, he's tough, man.
he's tough.
He's got big guns. And he's not afraid to come after you. Anyway. I'm actually excited for this one. I'm excited for all of them, honestly.
I'm curious about this one. 6.4 out of 10 on IMDb.
Honestly, that's okay.
Yeah, probably better ranking than outsiders from the sounds of it, and we like that.
True.
I think we're in for a good time. I'm so excited for Nicolas Cage to be the lead role.
I know, dude.
We're actually going to see
him. Don't get me wrong. Loved all these other movies, but I'm like...
All right. Here's what we're here for. Yeah,
a Nicolas Cage movie.
All right, and now we need to pick a game.
Oh, shit. Yeah, we do.
I do think we're going to try to stick with the month format right now. Just all right. To give us some actual time to play a game.
I don't know shit about that.
I don't either. Give me another one.
Yeah.
What I was thinking was a puzzle game, like Medios.
Medios?
You got this, Ed.
That's annoying. No.
What's it say?
Imagine babies.
No, I'd rather not.
Probably not. Crosswords? This is brutal.
This is. See, this is what we get for having such a good year.
Yeah. The Blob 2. Orcs and Elves.
Orcs and Elves. Let's play Orcs and Elves. Whatever Orcs and Elves is. Look up Orcs and Elves real quick.
You know what Orcs and Elves is.
Is it the first person dungeon crawler deal?
No, I don't think so. I think it's the some kind of tactical RPG of sorts.
Yep, it is the first person.
It is the first person.
Let's do it.
Fuck yeah, I'm so into it. Alright,
Orcs and Elves and Valley Girl.
What a combo. Orcs and Elves and Valley Girls.
Yeah, it is a good combo.
I'm here for it.
Because, you know, it is like an elf and an orc in Valley Girl. Because it's a Valley Girl and a punk.
Valley Girl and a punk, orc and an elf.
Yeah.
Honestly, yeah. You've all got right. Your grace and you've got your stupid.
Hell yeah.
Let's go.
See you in a month.